Thank you for joining me for a brand new week of broadcasts here on God Is. I'm glad you're here today, and not only because it's the beginning of the new week, but also because I want to give you my big reveal. Last week I asked this, what does God look like? We imagined this question being asked of us by a child, and we thought about how we would answer it. As usual, we went to the Bible and found out this is a question that requires an encounter with complexity to answer well. First, the Bible says God the Father is not a physical being, but a spiritual being. And second, the Bible says that God the Father is invisible. He is invisible. God is not a physical being, but a spiritual being, and God is invisible. God says this of himself in both direct statements and a narrative in the Scripture. For example, in John 4:24, Jesus says, God is spirit. In 1 Timothy 1, verse 17, Paul writes, now to the King, invisible. And then further along in this same book of 1 Timothy, we come to chapter 6 and verses 15 and 16. And again, Paul is writing about God and says, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. That's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 through 16, and we looked at all of these last week. In the book of Hebrews, and in the 11th chapter, and the 27th verse, the author, who is unknown to us, says, God, who is unseen? God, who is unseen? Hebrews 11, verse 27. These are statements of fact about the living God. Or we can read the narratives found within Exodus and Deuteronomy, which we did, and again we find that God cannot be seen by the physical eye. God does not have body parts such that we can say, there is the literal hand of God, or the literal eyes of God. I have looked into them. Even Moses, who met with God on Mount Sinai, did not see him. And so, if we cannot see God, because God cannot be seen, then how do we know what he looks like? This is an excellent question. It's a good question. Ah, but I set you up. I admit it. The truth is, there is an answer to the question, what does God look like? I promised you I would tell you what this is today, and so here's the big reveal. Ready? Should we have a drum roll? God looks like Jesus Christ. God looks like Jesus Christ. If you want to know what God looks like, look to Jesus. Bend down and graciously and lovingly say to that little girl or boy in your life, what does God look like? He looks like Jesus. Now, you might say, ha, good one, Mark. But what does Jesus look like? He doesn't come and spend time with me in my living room, or office, or car, either. Oh, I know. But the Bible tells us exactly what Jesus looks like. And his look is physical. He has physical form. And he not only was seen, but he is presently being seen, and he will be seen. You are all, we are all, every one of us, going to see Jesus Christ, and we will see him in form. God the Father is a spiritual being, not a physical being, but God the Son, Jesus, is both a spiritual and a physical being. God the Father is invisible, but God the Son, Jesus, was visible, is visible, and will be visible. God is three in one. He is God the Father, Son, and Spirit. And it is as the Son that God is seen. I want to show you this in the Bible, but I want to do so from a text you might not expect. You might assume, oh, he's going to tell me about Jesus, is he? Well, I better get ready to turn to the Gospels then. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and or John. If you think this, you'd be wrong. Of course, there is nothing wrong with reading those four dynamic true testimonies of the Christ. We'll always and forever spend a lot of time in the Gospels here on God Is. In fact, we'll be parked in Matthew's Gospel later this winter and spring. When you read them, you will see that Jesus, the God-man, had a physical body complete with eyes, hands, ears, a mouth, arms, and legs. He had his own unique look. He was human in the same way that we are human. And so we could definitely turn right into the Gospels and compile quite the picture of what God looks like from what Jesus looks like. We could, but we won't. And here is one reason why. If I take you to the Gospels to show you what Jesus looks like, therefore how God the Son reflects his Father's glory, you could say, yeah, but that's ancient history. I wasn't there to see him. Jesus has long ago completed his earthly ministry, died and risen from the dead, and ascended from the earth to be seated at the right hand of God. So, I am still at the mercy of the testimony of the disciples, the apostles, and others who say they saw him and tell us all about him in their eyewitness testimony and writing. This might be what you would say. So what if instead of making our first stop the Gospels, we commence our investigation into what Jesus looks like in another of the Bible's 66 books? What if I showed you not what Jesus did look like when he became incarnate in his first coming, but what if I unveiled for you what Jesus looks like right now as we speak and what he will look like when we see him in the future? Will this be of interest to you? Just before I take us where I want us to go, I want to make a statement, and then I will support this statement from within the pages of the Bible. Here's what I want to say. God reveals himself, and he reveals himself through Jesus Christ. You should write this down if you can, and let me give it to you again. God reveals himself, and he reveals himself through Jesus Christ. And let me document this now from God's holy and infallible word. So turn with me, if you can, to perhaps what is a surprising place, the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. You should not, of course, be surprised about this if you took me up on my invitation to you last time to read for yourself this chapter in preparation for today. I hope you did so. For those of you who do not know, the Revelation of Jesus Christ is the final book of the entire Bible and therefore of the New Testament. And today I just want to read this to you. It's only 20 verses, and I will read this to you from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. If you have your Bible handy, turn to the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. Hear now the Word of God. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bond servants, the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bond servant John, who testified of the Word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, like the sound of a trumpet, saying, "Write in a book what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea." I am reading the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1, and I continue now at verse 12. This is Revelation chapter 1 and verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw the seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." That is the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. What a passage. And tomorrow we will dive in and learn that God reveals himself, and he reveals himself through Jesus Christ. God looks like Jesus. He answers our question. So join me again tomorrow as we continue to learn who God is.